the discipline was maintained by physical punishment, and it was called a cut. And I had a thin cane, and they would make the recipient bend over, and they would cut across his backside with a cane. I was pretty, not exactly wild, but I was quite an independent and confident person at the start. And the one thing I did not like was being controlled. Controlled for no other purpose than being controlled by somebody who wants to control. I don't mind following orders, I don't mind being in a group, but I did not like being just kept in because I said so. So the first thing I did was to push the boundary. Now, this must have been in February, I think, February of that year, 55, and we were actually playing snowballs, and everybody rushed out playing snowballs. And Chief Man Brody, I think he was the Chief Man at the time, and Kaminsky, had actually taken snowballs up to one of the central windows, and they'd lifted it up, and they were throwing snowballs at people down below, and I picked up one and really made it nice and hard. And as I threw it, they slammed the window shut, and the window broke. So Brody shouted out, "My cabin, 1930, tonight." When I got there, he went in, knocked on the door, "Come in." I went in. He said, "Right, you're going to have to pay for the window." And I said, "Fine." And three cuts. And I said, "I'm not going to pay and get three cuts. And anyway, it was your fault. You slammed the window. If you hadn't slammed the window wouldn't have broken. And I don't think that's fair." So he said, "Fair's not in it." I said, "Yes, it is." So I got up and I walked out of his cabin. And he said nothing and I said nothing. Because actually it's unfair. And I went through the whole of Dartmouth like that. If it's not fair and it's not right, as far as I'm concerned, it's not appropriate for a naval officer.